time it is. We can let down our hair. The moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep in the safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back down a shot of hard liquor and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy gonna give you something to drink now. I am joining you from the Bermuda Triangle base. I am here in Puerto Rico, the Isle of Enchantment. We have producer Forrest Connor in his own bunker on the coast of North Carolina. We have investigator Shelley Wright in her private lair. We are making history tonight because nobody's in the studio. We're trying to take these three different points and positions in space-time and bring them all together into a singular transmission going out to you all around the world. So if we sound a little funny, that's why. But, Investigator Shelley Wright, you are now holding down the fort for Asheville, and I know that the weather has been terrible. Well, maybe not as bad as it has been in other places around the country. No tornadoes, at least, but there's been flooding. How have things been going there in Wright's coin shop with all the weather issues?
Well, things are great at the coin shop. It's a nice little sunny corner of the world. Everybody comes in and has fun, and we have all kinds of new stuff in. We have silver bars, silver rounds. We have more collector coins. We've been doing some spring cleaning and have unearthed some fun little supplies that we are having a half-off sale on. And we're just plugging right along, having a good time, and when the weather gets to be too much, just come on in. And I've seen a lot of new faces, and I've had a lot of new phone calls lately.
Well, you know, here it is, springtime. I think all of us are delighted that April is gone. We knew that April, as usual, was going to be a difficult month because it's one of those months when everything that can go wrong may very well go wrong. And we've had weather issues. There was a shooting. We've had a lot of people who have died that we know about, friends and family members. I can't even remember all the just like weird and unpredictable stuff that has happened. But thank goodness April's behind us. Now we're moving toward the month of May, and we're moving into May. And so, you know, all of you who are listening and who want to finally get some stability, and if you basically want to take whatever you have, take your money and turn it into something more reliable, something that you can put some trust in, have some confidence in, just go to WrightsCoinShop.com, WRIGHTS, WrightsCoinShop.com. Check out the website, and if you're in the Asheville area, you can call Shelley Wright and talk to her in person, 828-298-5402. That's 828-298-5402. And Shelley, if people are in the Asheville area, how can they actually come and visit you guys?
They can come see me at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road, which is the same as US 25A. It is I-40, exit 51, and just remember to go away from the...
Are you there, Shelley? Oh.
We might
have lost Shelley. Well, she was saying go away from the Biltmore Estate. Forrest, you can try to bring her back in whenever it's possible.
I'm here.
Okay, you're there.
Okay.
All right. So Shelley, I know that you're a big coffee drinker.
Yes. Love my coffee.
You got to have coffee to get the day started. Do you remember the story that we covered a while back about a guy who got in trouble because that he poured urine in a co-worker's coffee pot?
I remember.
Yeah, well, you probably blocked it out of your mind for good reason. This is a story from Virginia. And basically, apparently a 53-year-old man worked at the city's wastewater plant, and he didn't like a mechanic there. And so at one point, and I don't want to name names here, but the 53-year-old man went into a toilet, and he collected whatever was in the toilet, and he went into the mechanic's office and poured it into the guy's coffee pot. All right. So the guy drank the coffee, and he said, "This is the worst coffee ever." He noticed that it had a urine odor. He took it to his supervisor. They had it tested in a lab, and it showed that the coffee pot contained urine and fecal matter. All right.
Oh my gosh.
And so they took this to court, and you know what the penalty was for the guy who poured the pee and poop in the other guy's coffee pot?
I hope that he had to drink it himself.
He had to pay a fee of $5,001.
And $1.
Okay.
To me, in my opinion, that's not enough.
That's not enough. That's not. I mean, you could make somebody deathly ill.
Well,
that should be at least a felony or something along those lines.
Yeah, there should be so much. I mean, honestly, this would have been better if it weren't handled in the court systems, don't you think? This is Virginia. This should have been good old boy. Let's go outside, and I'm going to beat your ass, is what that justifies, basically. And I think that if you took that guy outside and beat his ass, even when the cops showed up to process you, if they understood what happened, they would be like, well, that guy deserved it. You know? Really?
Yeah. I totally agree with you. This is definitely a case of good old boy justice.
It should be. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's move on. You know, I do a lot of traveling by airplane. It's amazing how often I'm on an airplane. And, in fact, the magic of a flight is often sort of lost on me. My senses are dulled. But U.S. Airways has their hub right there in Charlotte. Correct, Forrest?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Because I know that you know a lot about airplane business. Your brother's a pilot, right?
He is. He flies cargo internationally and domestically.
Okay. So, apparently, U.S. Airways has apologized over a tweet that went out. They say that, according to the story in the Huffington Post, a customer was complaining about the service, and the U.S. Airways sent out a tweet, and it said, "We welcome feedback. If your travel is complete, you can detail here and review and follow up. We aim to fully please you." And attached to it was a photo of a naked woman masturbating with a little toy airplane.
Oh, my. What the hell were they thinking? Why do people get in trouble tweeting?
Yeah, it's the Anthony Weiner, you know, phenomenon. But to me, when something like this happens, it apparently demonstrates how that no matter how big and rich and complex and guarded a corporation is as an entity, at the end of the day, it always just boils and filters right down to an individual who's sitting there at the point of contact as the interface, who literally puts in the message and hits enter. And if this happens to be a person who's disturbed or twisted or stupid or just, you know, just having a bad enough day, then everything that this gigantic complex pyramid called the corporation is will be reduced down to that one person's power as the tiniest representative to hit send and create something like this. So I don't know what the real story is, who this person is, but I think somebody who had access to the send button attached a woman masturbating with a toy plane.
Well, it's just like, I don't know if you follow sports that much, but the current owner of the LA Clippers, what he said in the past few days.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Have you seen that?
Of course, yeah, it's been all over the news. Yeah.
The same thing, no matter how powerful you are, and you say one thing or do one thing, then you're screwed.
Yeah. But you know, that guy, however, that's a little different in my opinion, because he was kind of the head of the corporation. I mean, in this situation with U.S. Airways, there was probably some, you know, like little peon who was entrusted with some power who abused it. In that case, that guy was the head of the system, you know.
So, mm-hmm.
Alright, next story. Now, this, I gotta say, before I even read this, the three of us took a very interesting trip to Charleston, South Carolina one time. And on this trip, we had a friend who did something that remains in infamy in our minds. There's video of this somewhere, which should probably appear on the internet any day. But I read this story about something that happened in a hotel in Charleston, South Carolina, and immediately my mind snapped to the trip that we all took there, guys. It has to do with a large, I'm just going to read this before we go to break, large quantity of fecal matter found in hotel lobby. That's the headline. We're going to take a break, and we have a lot more. And it's, what can I tell you? It's the dark 30 hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the hour of the show when we talk about things that are more controversial and outrageous. If you're the type of person who wants to know that, stick around for more on Speaking of Strange, presented by Wright's Coin Shop, right after these messages.
Sitting on
Party Hour on Speaking of Strange. I'm Joshua P. Warren. Dark 30 means this is the hour of the show we say for late at night, okay? It's not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended, so tune out. If you think that you don't want to hear this stuff or it's inappropriate for anybody who's nearby, we call this the show that explores the summit of mankind's enlightenment and the pit of his depravity, and I think we have demonstrated that tonight. Hour two, we were soaring into the clouds. Now we are crashing deep, deep into the canyon, into the ravine. And I also want to remind you that, I think it's important to consider right now there are people all over our country who are out of power. Floods are everywhere. The wind has been whipping. Tornadoes have been tearing everything up. And we are very happy that we've been getting emails from people who own a Sunshine Simple solar generator for the home. They're using that as their backup power resource right now. And if you would like to consider getting a Sunshine Simple, there is a payment plan in place. If you go to sunshinesimple.com, you can watch the free video. And if you have taken my word and followed through a few weeks ago, you could have saved $200 on a unit. That promotion is over. But there is one last opportunity for you to at least save $100. When you get to the page, click on the little link that says Sean David Morton's Strange Universe. That's a promotion we're doing with another radio show. If you click that link, you can at least save $100 now. So, sunshinesimple.com. Before the break, I was talking about Charleston, South Carolina, and just a weird story about a man who had an accident in a hotel. Police arrested a 31-year-old man after he allegedly pulled down his pants in a Charleston, South Carolina hotel lobby and defecated on the floor. When officers arrived at 3:45 a.m. on a Sunday, they found a, quote, large quantity of fecal matter just outside the bathroom. An officer walked into the bathroom and found the man cleaning himself in one of the stalls. So the door was open to the bathroom, and his stall door was open, so this guy was exposed to anyone walking in. The guy told the officer, quote, "I didn't mean to do it. I couldn't hold it. It was a poop explosion. The stuff they served was a gut bomb," end quote. The report states the guy was detained. Once he put his pants back on, another officer talked to the hotel's night auditor about what she saw. At that point, the guy who had taken the dump on the floor kept interrupting them, saying, "I'll clean it up, I'll clean it up, I'll clean it up." But instead, officers took him to jail on charges of public defecation and indecent exposure. Forrest, you tell me, is this a good guy or a bad guy? Can you sympathize with this man or not?
I could sympathize with him. There's sometimes when, you know, they serve you the food that just doesn't sit right with you.
You said it was, 3:45 a.m.?
That's right, yes.
Well, you have bad food at that time of the morning, and, you know, you got to go.
So Shelly, you know, this guy, he's obviously on his way to the bathroom.
Right.
But and the bathroom is unlocked and available.
Right.
So you'd think, since he ended up in the bathroom, heading toward a stall, that he had good intentions, but literally, there was a crap explosion about, you know, 3 steps outside the door, right?
I'm thinking that if, I mean, time to pull his pants down and throw it on the floor. I do not feel bad for this guy, and I would have made him clean it up.
Are you saying he should have had a crap explosion in his pants, Shelly? Is that what you're suggesting?
That is what I am suggesting. You do not pull your pants down and go on the floor of a lobby in a hotel. You just don't do that.
Well, okay, it depends on how it's... what if these are Versace pants?
I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. It was close enough to the bathroom. I'm sorry, but girls have a harder time than guys do. This does not happen with girls.
What is the most you've ever spent on pants, Shelly? Tell me the highest figure of money you've ever spent on pants.
Over $100.
So, we'll just say those pants. You wouldn't have just pulled them down because, this is crap. It could be cleaned up, those pants. That's $100 pants.
Here's the thing. When you have certain stomach curiosities going on, you probably ought to stick close to the bathroom. Maybe be in your room at 3:45 in the morning. But, he was close enough. He could have made it. He could have. I do not feel bad for this guy. I don't.
All right, Forrest. Well, I don't know. I've never crapped on the floor of a hotel, but it could happen someday. Not on the floor. I just crap in my pants like a decent man, I can understand how that, this could happen. But, yeah, that's the difference between that guy and you and me, Forrest, is we would have just crapped our pants, wouldn't we?
I don't know.
Oh, okay, you're a pull-your-pants-down kind of guy and crap on the hotel floor.
Probably.
Well,
nice to know this about you. I will never see you again.
Oh, no, you have bad Mexican food at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you're trying to make it back to your room, but you don't.
There are bathrooms everywhere.
And next thing you clean yourself up and stall, and the police show up.
Well, we will let the audience decide for themselves where they fall in the variables of this complex situation. But here is a story on a similar note, and this is from the UK. I was talking earlier about the idea that climate change has something to do with the amounts of CO2 that are being produced and all that. Well, right now, a new scientific study says that one of the reasons that there is a large cloud of climate-changing methane over the UK is because British people are eating way too many baked beans. And now, we all are familiar with the fact that there have been studies done about cow flatulence, and everybody thinks, that maybe that's justified, right? Because cows are out there, they're always eating vegetation, they're farting a lot. But there are a lot of people also in these areas, like the island, the British Isles there, that are eating beans, and they are contributing. And scientifically, it has actually been announced. The climate change minister there has urged the public to moderate their behavior because they say we need less farts for the climate. And so now humans can really make a difference. I'm not sure when Earth Day is, but that should be the example of the next message. We're going to take a break. When we come back, wait till you hear about what they're doing to ice cream now and why that some men are happy about it. We'll see what the reactions are from women when we come back. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is the Dark 30 Hour. Not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. You are listening to Speaking of Strange.
Lève-toi, c'est décidé, laisse-moi te remplacer, je vais prendre ta douleur. Doucement, sans faire de bruit, comme on réveille la pluie, je vais prendre ta douleur, prendre ta douleur, je vais prendre ta douleur.
Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. Tonight's program brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. And you can call Wright's Coin Shop at 828-298-5402. There is a link for you at speakingofstrange.com. Again, that is 828-298-5402. And you can also go to speakingofstrange.com. When you click the link there, you'll find a map and all kinds of other good stuff. And if you happen to be in the Asheville area, you're very lucky, because right now you can go on not only a haunted Asheville classic walking tour that will take you into the Asheville Mystery Museum, but you can also go on a haunted Asheville pub crawl. You can go on a haunted Biltmore Village tour. Just go check out hauntedasheville.com, and if you have an Android phone, you can also download the free, download the Haunted Asheville app. It costs $4.95, and you can take the tour in your mind, or you can actually walk the route and hear me telling you the stories on your cell phone. So when you go on a regular Haunted Asheville tour, it costs about $20 per person. You can download the app for $4.95 a person, and, hey, you don't get to go into the Mystery Museum, but you got a GPS interactive map that leads you around. It's a pretty good deal, so there's a little something for everybody at hauntedasheville.com.
Josh, you need to put a map to Shelley's house on that tour.
We'll sell that for the highest bidder.
You email
Marlena.
Me. Yeah, you email me your bid, and whoever gets the highest bid, yes, gets the GPS coordinates to Shelley Wright's lair. Okay, before the break, I was talking about a new treat that's come out that has a lot of men excited. Well, they say when you think of aphrodisiacs, you probably think of succulent strawberries or pricey oysters, maybe decadent chocolate. But this might be the ultimate aphrodisiac, at least for men. It is Viagra ice cream. That's right. Created by a self-proclaimed edible inventor, they say this arousal ice cream is blue-colored, and it means you never have to pop the little blue pills again.
And it's not a soft serve, is it?
Let's read more. Let's read deeper and find out. The guy was asked to create this at a party for one of his A-list celebrity clients, supposedly. And they say each scoop of the champagne-flavored ice cream has 25 milligrams of Viagra. That's the same amount in the lowest dose of the drug. They say it's not the first time he's been asked to come up with some cheeky flavors. He created a sprout sorbet, a glow-in-the-dark ice cream, and something even called Don't Eat the Yellow Snow. But anyway, this guy, he signed some kind of confidentiality agreement with his client and says the client was very, very happy. And he says if you weren't lucky enough to attend his party and try the lickable concoction yourself, don't fret. He says there are not any plans to commercialize the flavor, but he will be happy to recreate this arousal for his clients in the future. Forrest, have you ever taken Viagra?
No.
You know what? I'll tell you a story. When I was, in my early 20s, I was hanging out one night at Johnny Capp's house. And Forrest...
Nuff said.
Yeah, nuff said, right? And Johnny Capps is dead now, which is why I can tell the story. Johnny, he had all kinds of creative pills around, and one night I was there. Now, again, I'm in my early 20s. I'm in absolutely no need whatsoever of any type of medications. But Johnny goes, here, I got something for you. And he just, like, shoved something into my hand. And I opened my hand, and there was a blue pill, and I didn't understand what it was. And I go, what's this? And he goes, that's Viagra. And I said, well, thanks, but, you know, I don't think I'll be needing that. And he was like, no, just seriously, take it. Take it, you know. And he goes, hey, that's like $10 a pill or whatever. And I said, well, you should keep it. He's like, no, you know, and he just keeps on. And so finally I'm like, okay, fine. So I kept this little Viagra pill. And then like probably a month later, I remember I have this Viagra pill, and I keep seeing all these commercials about Viagra, and I wondered, like, seriously, what happens if you take this thing? Does it just, like, instantly boing? I mean, what happens? So I took it out, and I cut it in half, and I just took half of it, and about 15 minutes later, I just started feeling really feverish. And, like, hot and uncomfortable. Not at all good. And so I hope that I never honestly need Viagra because it didn't, you know, I don't recall anything like that happening. I just felt very unpleasant. So that's my Viagra story. But, again, hopefully I'll never need that. Shelly, have you ever needed anything like that?
No, you poor guys.
Okay.
And I'm guessing with the Viagra ice cream, I'm guessing that it's just for men, because who knows what it would do to women.
Yeah, well, they claim it does something for them. Well, here's a guy who could have used some kind of Viagra. He was a guy in Romania, Shelley.
Uh-huh.
Where we were a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Headline is, Angelina Jolie lookalike forces cabbie into sex, then stabs him 6 times. So apparently it says a sex-crazed Angelina Jolie wannabe forced a cabbie to have sex with her twice. Yeah, 31-year-old woman. She told the Romanian court she was on strong medication when she dragged her victim into her apartment at knife point. So she threatened him with a 4-inch blade as she undressed him, then demanded intercourse and oral sex. But when he would not continue to perform, she stabbed him 6 times. He managed to escape to her bathroom, where he called police. The woman reportedly models herself after Angelina Jolie's portrayal of Lara Croft. She was arrested and given a 5-year jail sentence. They reduced it to 4 when she claimed she was on medication. And the victim says, I think she just wasn't used to anyone saying no. Because when I said, no, that's all I can do, she attacked me with a knife. So, anyway, who knows what the real situation is here, but all I can tell you is there were some pretty hot ladies in Romania. I mean, you know, I was told before I got there, like, pfft. And a lot of times people tell me before I travel, like, oh, there are going to be some hot chicks in this country or that country, and I get there and I'm like, no, there aren't, not really. But in Romania, there were some pretty hot chicks. Shelley, would you say there were any, like, hot, sweaty vampire guys in Romania?
You know, there were some, yeah.
So, I don't know, but she was obviously some kind of a vampire. She was creature of the night, Angelina Jolie style. We're going to take a break. When we come back, some more stories. Oh, my goodness. One of them involves gummy bears. Wonder where this is going. And then one that if you haven't heard this already, it's just going to make you cringe. I wasn't sure if I should read it or not, but it's twisted enough, you may as well hear it. This is the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and this is Speaking of Strange. the final minutes of tonight's Speaking of Strange, I am Joshua P. Warren, your host. This is the Dark 30 Hour. Let me remind you, you should tune out if you are easily offended or if there are children around. This is the portion of the show when we talk about things here late at night because they are not appropriate for everybody. I also want to remind you that my new free audio booklet is available. You can listen to it. There's also a PDF you can download if you go to warrenaudiobooks.com. That's W-A-R-R-E-N, warrenaudiobooks.com. And I hope that you'll do that, and you will enjoy my new audio booklet called Angels and Demons Beside You. And for whatever it's worth, after all my years investigating spiritual and paranormal phenomena, it includes my thoughts on what angels and demons are and what it means for you and your life. Now, here are the final stories of tonight's program. A couple had a serious problem when they attempted to use a giant gummy bear as a sex toy. This comes to us from Clarksville, Tennessee. They made a gooey mistake. The incident began when the guy, 25-year-old, decided to do a little strange and unexpected sex play with his girlfriend, 24. Apparently, she liked it when he would eat things off of her. And somehow they got the idea that it would be really sexy for him to eat a melted gummy bear off of her. So they got a giant gummy bear. He tied her to the bed, and then he went down to the microwave, popped it in, nuked the thing. Afterward, he ran upstairs with a bowl of the hot gummy goo and drizzled it on her chest. The problem is, unlike candle wax, gummy doesn't start cooling the moment it touches the skin. It started burning her chest. She said, "My chest was on fire." He started trying to lick the liquid goo from her chest, and guess what? Now it's burning the hell out of his tongue. They ended up having to go to the ER and be treated for significant burns on her breasts and his tongue because they had this idea that it would be romantic to have him lick a damn melted gummy bear off of her breasts. So, not such a hot idea. Next story, and this one is truly disturbing. It's cringeworthy. You've probably heard it already, but if not, here you go. A rapper affiliated with the Wu-Tang Clan is in the hospital in Los Angeles after he allegedly attempted suicide by cutting off his penis and then jumping from a second-floor balcony. Police have said the guy, and I, even though he's a rapper, I don't even want to talk specifically about him. He went out on top of a building sometime around 1 a.m. and jumped. He's 40 years old. And they say that when they found him without his penis, they collected it and they tried to reattach it, but unfortunately, it was too late. They say the best thing that you can do if you get your penis or anything else cut off and you change your mind, or, well, maybe in his case, or, maybe, point is, if you get your penis cut off and somebody's going to try to reattach it, you take the penis, you put it in a Ziploc bag, they say. You take another Ziploc bag, you fill it with ice, you put the penis in the Ziploc bag of ice, and then you zip that up, and now you have the best chances of having a well-preserved penis that can be reattached. In his case, however, it didn't work. But you guys now know what to do, right, Forrest, if this ever happens?
Yes. I feel so much better knowing the proper protocol for saving a penis?
It, well, you know, it's kind of like CPR advanced.
Uh-huh.
You know, you play Staying Alive, put the penis in the ice, zip it up, put it, you know, or, well, actually, you don't want the penis directly in the ice. The idea is to keep the penis cold, but not directly in touch with the ice. Somehow, I think that we have reached the full parameters of tonight's program, so let's just stop right here. I thank Brian Hall, Forrest Connor, John Anderson, Mobius, Kuka. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. So next time, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter, and tune in next week for a brand new one. You are commanded!
I like to do the thing. Yeah, you call